booster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Good morning. It's Friday, TGIF. What better way to start your weekend than with us? This is the WABC Early News. I'm Frank Morano.
You're so humble. What better way to start your weekend, people, than with Frank and Juliet?
Well, I mean, it's so over the top, it's meant to be a little self-deprecating.
I think it's under the top, actually. I think you have to be more emphatic about this. People, you are so damn lucky to spend your Friday morning with us. And start your day off right.
That's right. People need to be informed.
Yes, they do. And I'm sorry that I just cursed. It's not really a curse anymore, is it?
No.
I mean, nobody cares if you say that.
No,
hell.
You're good.
Okay. But anyway, we've got Ray Raimondi in. There he is. He's doing news for us. I think we do have, Sid is not going to be here today. So Matt Sapienza is going to be doing sports today. Now, will he be here at some point in the show?
We're
maybe
assuming
the 6 o'clock hour?
Yes.
Okay. But I have to tell you, I hadn't heard Matt do the headlines. He's excellent.
You know, I'll be honest. I heard him for the first time about 3 weeks ago, and I was so taken with him. I emailed him right away. It was on a weekend. And I said, who is this doing the news? And sure enough, it's Matt Sapienza. And I emailed him right away. No response to that email.
How rude.
Sorry, I was working.
Egotistical. Egotistical. I mean, between
but I do appreciate
Ray,
it.
Matt, you know, and Christian doing sports and also Jonathan O'Halloran doing sports. I mean, I'm telling you, we've got a really very talented crew.
We have a very deep bench. That's right.
I mean, although Ray is kind of, he's a boss. So
that's
know,
true.
He's kind of, no offense. I mean, he's sort of up here and, you know.
That's right. All right. Well, we do have, in addition to sports with Matt Sapienza, and our thanks to Molly as well for the great job that
Molly.
She's doing behind the scenes. Ray's got news. We'll also have traffic and transit on the sevens with Joe Nolan. Why don't we get started about now? Joe, how are the roads this Friday morning? I was in traffic on the Brooklyn Bridge on the way in last night for about an hour. Have they finally cleared things up there?
Yeah, it looks like it. The computer here isn't saying anything but the Brooklyn Bridge, so I guess they're doing the road work too. That also is part of it. So as you get across the Brooklyn Bridge at any point while they're doing that bike lane, that's going to be a problem for you. Other than that, though, we're really not in bad shape this morning. Cross Bronx Expressway on the eastbound side coming into the Sheridan, there was an accident there. It's off on the shoulder. They've got that just about cleared. If you're on the New Jersey Turnpike on the northbound side coming up to 7A, there's an overturned vehicle. That also in the process of being worked on. Mass Transit so far so good. Everybody there good, too. And alternate side of the street parking rules and regulations are in effect. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joseph. I actually have a personalized traffic cast that I need shortly, but I'll ask you when we come back at 17 past the hour. But in the meantime, from the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center, we do have another heat advisory. It is currently happening and it will last until 8 p.m. Saturday night. So it's going to be hot, obviously, in the next few days. And the prime time usually is between about 1 and 5 o'clock. So just be careful, everybody. Make sure that if you're walking around, you've got water or you're close to air conditioning if you have anhidrosis, like I do.
What is anhidrosis?
I can't sweat. I can't perspire.
That's a real thing?
Yeah.
And you have it?
Yes. You know, like hyperhidrosis are people who perspire too much. I can't perspire. So I overheat.
Oh, boy.
And then I get really red, and then I get really white, and then I'll start to get sick.
Oh.
Yeah, it's crazy. But anyway, that's why I don't do a lot of exercise outside or anything. I mean, I keep myself nice and cool all the time. Anywho, today we're going to be looking at mainly sunny skies to start. We'll have some afternoon clouds, maybe a stray shower or thunderstorm possible. It's just one of those things, you know, may pop in and may pop out. Who knows? Set 94 degrees, though. Tonight's going to be pretty warm, 76 degrees comparatively. Few clouds, maybe a stray shower or thunderstorm. Tomorrow we're looking at 89 degrees with, again, partly cloudy skies, which means that we should have some sun here and there, afternoon showers or thunderstorms. And these could be some pretty strong thunderstorms, so just keep an eye out for that. Sunday, 83 degrees, maybe some rain. And as we go into Monday, we'll have some showers in the morning for your morning commute. So, Yay. In the meantime, the temperature right now in Manhattan is 79 degrees.
All right. Well, quite a bit happening in the news. An 11-hour standoff in Texas is over. After a sheriff's sergeant was killed and four other officers hurt, a man allegedly opened fire on police and then barricaded himself in a house in the city of Levelland. He was finally arrested late last night. A neighbor had called to say he was acting strange and walking around with a gun. A SWAT commander arrived to help and was shot. He died at the hospital. Another officer remains in critical condition.
Well, back here at home, the sex harassment investigation into Andrew Cuomo could be coming to a close. Usually investigators will wait to interview the accused until right at the end of their investigation, you know, when they feel they have enough material and information. And that's exactly where we seem to be with this case. The governor is expected to be questioned this weekend, likely Saturday, as part of an independent state probe into allegations that he sexually harassed women, including employees. Outside lawyers hired by New York State Attorney General Letitia James may be signaling the investigation is wrapping up. But of course, he could be re-interviewed later along with other witnesses, bearing in mind he may give the investigators more information on which they need to follow up. James is reportedly on track to issue her report by the end of the summer, according to the New York Times.
How do you think that ends?
I think it ends okay for him.
For the governor?
Yeah.
Do you think he runs for a fourth term, A, and do you think he's reelected, B, do you think he's reelected?
Yes.
To both?
And yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
The nation is at its highest alert level right now, with more than 70 fires raging across 12 western states. Add them all together, and they've burned through an area larger than Rhode Island. Oof. The biggest is in Oregon, destroying at least 20 homes and causing even more evacuations. The state already declared an emergency along with Washington and Montana. At least one county in California did the same for a wildfire near Yosemite National Park.
Well, there was a shocking report that came out of the UK yesterday, leaked papers allegedly from the Kremlin that claim Vladimir Putin did make an active effort to get then-citizen Trump elected. Among the claims in the Guardian newspaper that Putin himself held a meeting with the spy chiefs in January of 2016. There's actually pictures of this alleged meeting where they supposedly agreed to support Trump in order to, quote, sow turmoil, social turmoil in the United States, and that they viewed Trump as, quote, mentally unstable, and that he had compromat, they had compromat on him from his visits to Moscow before he became president. The Guardian wouldn't reveal where the documents came from. They did say they've been viewed by various Western intelligence agencies who have confirmed their authenticity. The Kremlin responded, calling them fake.
Excuse me. The frog in my throat there. No, I'm okay. I'm okay.
You're going to let my remnants of my
California. California is now the first state to approve a guaranteed income plan. It'll provide monthly cash payments of $500 to $1,000 to pregnant women and young adults who've aged out of foster care. Lawmakers will take the next step in creating the criteria for who can qualify. Cities and counties would apply for the money and run their own programs. Payments could begin by next year.
Matt Sapienza up momentarily with sports and Sid's Place, who will be coming a little bit later on, but we are going to continue with a royal alert, everybody, for this Friday, a royal alert. Do you know where the name Meghan comes from, Frank?
No.
Well, from the Greek word for pearl, and that's the name of the young heroine in a new Netflix series based on the childhood of the Duchess of Sussex, Meghan Markle. The animated family series will focus on 12-year-old Pearl, who finds inspiration in a variety of influential women throughout history. I actually think this is a really good idea for a kid's show. The show is part of a multi-year, multi-million dollar deal with a streaming platform. And Meghan haters, laugh all you want. But the idea is apparently not a joke to Hollywood. Meghan, Harry, and their production company, Archwell Productions, named after Archie, their son, have lined up a really impressive team, including David Furnish and Emmy-winning filmmakers Liz Garbus, and Dan Kogan. Garbus and Kogan, I mean, these two are major documentarians and filmmakers, and they wouldn't get on a project if it wasn't a worthy project, if they didn't think that it was going to be a winner. So congratulations to Meghan and Harry.
A lot of royal watchers like you out there that I'm sure would gravitate to a project like this.
I would. I mean, to work on it, I'm not going to be watching it. Mm-hmm. But I think it's a really good idea. I mean, it's a great way to teach history, but also entertain kids.
And I think I can't disagree with you. The White House may step in to help the people of Cuba and widespread protests. President Biden says they're looking at what technology they have to reinstate internet access. The communist government reportedly shut down service across the island for days. Protesters say they're still blocked from social media and messaging apps. Yesterday, the president called Cuba a failed state that's repressing their citizens.
Well, we have a little update on a story that we've been keeping an eye on, and I'm going to tell it to you once we get done with our traffic and transit and our sports report. This is the one out of Georgia about the guy, the golf pro who was shot on the 10th hole. That is coming up, and in the meantime, let's go to Matt Sapienza for sports.
Thanks, Juliet. Well, you know, last night the Yankees-Red Sox game was postponed due to positive COVID-19 tests within the Yankees organization. In a statement on Twitter, the Yankees said they'll be providing scheduling updates as soon as possible. Also on the baseball diamond, the Mets have been in a very long series against the Pittsburgh Pirates. The series is all tied up. Then the Amazons will be going up against the Pirates for their fifth game tonight at 7 o'clock. So go Mets and feel better, Yanks. Also, the Olympics are coming up, as you know, but one person won't be there. Bradley Beal will miss the Olympics after being placed into health and safety protocols in the U.S. men's basketball team, and the team said it will replace him on its roster at a later date. Beal had started all three exhibition games for the U.S. so far in Las Vegas, averaging 10 points on 10 for 21 shooting. The Americans have already been playing shorthanded during their exhibition games, thanks to Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday of Milwaukee, and Devin Booker of Phoenix, playing in the NBA Finals presently. This report brought to you by Peerless Boilers. They do make America's best boilers. Check them out at peerlessboilers.com. With sports at 15 and 45, for Sid Rosenberg, I'm Matt Sapienza.
Thank you, Matthew. Let's head out to Joe Nolan for traffic on the sevens. Joseph, so let's say that I leave the New York City area, east side, about 9:30 in the morning.
Okay.
Heading back to Huntington. Is that
right?
I mean, are people going to be heading out to the Hamptons at that hour?
Not yet, no.
Oh, my God.
No.
Get me out of here.
No, there might be traffic, but it's not going to be, you know, that, no.
Yeah, because last time I think I left at like 11-something, and it was 3 hours to go to Huntington. It was crazy.
Yeah, it's been, I tell you what, going up and down again, you know, I go to the Jersey Shore, you know, I'm down here, and what happens is that it's starting way, way earlier, and it's also coming home on Sundays has been Long Island Expressway, like, I mean, just jammed up. Every roadway heading northbound has been horrendous this year so far. So that's good, though. That means that, you know, people are going to the shore, going to the Hamptons, going to the
islands. Yeah, but maybe not taking public transport.
Well,
I don't know.
Hardly ever do anyway. So. So as we begin to get out there again, we're in pretty good shape. Really not much for you to worry about at this point. Brooklyn Queens Expressway slow coming on up to the Brooklyn Bridge. We're also looking at a little bit of delay westbound Long Island Expressway as you come in through Queens Boulevard. Minor delays at this point at the Hudson River crossings, at least so far. And again, coming up the Garden State Parkway, the Turnpike 19, all that in Jersey, doing well. And alternate side in effect today. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic on the 7s. Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Thank you very much, sir. We have a heat advisory, and that is going to continue from the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center, continue all the way until 8 p.m. tomorrow night. As for today, we're going to have mainly sunny skies to start. Clouds will roll in the afternoon a bit, maybe a few afternoon clouds. We may have a stray shower or a thunderstorm. High of 94 degrees. Then we drop down to, well, only 89 degrees. I mean, that's not so bad, but it's not so great either. It's going to be very warm tomorrow. We'll have partly cloudy skies with some afternoon showers, maybe a strong thunderstorm possible. On Sunday, we continue to have a threat of scattered thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon, but we get a little bit cooler, 83 degrees. And just as we head into our work week, we'll have some showers in the morning, clouds lingering in the afternoon on Monday with a high of 82. Currently, the temperature in New York City is 79 degrees. Frank?
Well, quite a bit happening on Wall Street. The trading week winding down following a mixed day on Wall Street as investors kept an eye on more congressional testimony from Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell and weekly jobless claims. Those came in at 360,000, the lowest level since early March of 2020 when the pandemic took hold of the nation. At yesterday's closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial added 53 points, the S&P 500 dropped 14 points, and the NASDAQ shed almost 102 points. American Airlines needs more flight attendants. The company is telling about 3,300 attendants on voluntary leave to come back, and they're also looking to hire about 800 more by next spring. American officials citing increased customer demand and new routes starting later in the year for the need for more attendants. The company had offered to extend voluntary leave for about 800 flight attendants for up to 2 years due to the pandemic. And finally, the option to book a shared ride when using Lyft is coming back. The California-based rideshare company made the announcement that takes effect in some cities on Monday. The option will be available in Chicago, Denver, and Philadelphia. More cities will be added in the future. However, there are some rules following that folks will need to follow. The passengers and drivers will need to wear a mask along with the front and middle seats being empty. Eating and drinking also won't be allowed, Julia.
Well, we have an update on this story that we've been keeping an eye out for you out of Georgia. Police say the suspect arrested in the shooting death of a golf pro outside Atlanta knew two other victims found at the scene. Their bodies were found bound and gagged in a pickup truck that the suspect had stolen. 23-year-old Brian Roden was picked up last week, charged with the murders of all three men, including golfer Gene Siller. His body was found near the 10th hole of the Pine Tree Country Club on July 3rd, near that pickup truck with the two bodies in the back. Authorities are still trying to figure out why he was targeted, but they say Roden knew his two other victims through the marijuana business.
Mm. Yeah. The person that spent a whole bunch of money, $28 million, to hop on a space flight with Jeff Bezos has bailed out.
What?
At the very last minute.
Whoa.
Now, the anonymous bidder was supposed to join the former Amazon CEO and two other people for an 11-minute trip next week on the billionaire's Blue Origin rocket.
Wow.
Blue Origin, however, said in a press release yesterday that the anonymous bidder had to bow out because of, quote, scheduling conflicts. Taking the bidder's place will be an 18-year-old high school graduate from the Netherlands, Oliver Damon, who will be the youngest person ever to fly into space. The rocket will blast off on Tuesday from the Blue Origin launch site in West Texas.
Well, I've got to find out. We've got to find out what the scheduling conflict was.
What could be more important?
I mean, making money. Obviously, this person was about to lose a boatload of dough, more than $28 million. So, I mean, what else would stop the person?
I can't imagine.
All right. That's hysterical. And so they picked an 18-year-old. Now, obviously, the 18-year-old didn't put any money down on this thing, did they?
I think the guy that spent, or gal that spent the $28 million still spent it. He basically footed the bill.
Holy moly. And so they chose an 18-year-old.
They did.
Kid's crazy. But
why is the kid crazy?
I wouldn't do it.
I would do it.
You would right now. Look, my phone's ringing. Yes, Mr. Bezos. Oh, the 18-year-old Mr. Damon bailed out. Yes, Frank, would you like to?
Yes, I want to go.
He officially says he would like to go. Well, he's not on the line. If he was, I would be saying, can you send me a couple billion? But that's crazy.
Well, if Oliver Damon gets cold feet, count me in.
All right. All right. Well, let's go back down to Florida, where authorities have released some really disturbing information about a murder involving two teens. You probably saw this story a while back. Aiden Fucci is charged with the grisly stabbing death of his classmate, Tristan Bailey. The 13-year-old was found dumped near her home in St. John's, Florida. It was also near his home in St. John's, Florida, which is just south of Jacksonville. I'm telling you, I used to work in Jacksonville, and I covered a horrible murder story by a neighbor kid who killed his little neighbor girl, Maddie Clifton, I think her name is. Anyway, but this murder happened, she was found, the girl's body was found on Mother's Day, no less. The Florida cheerleader, Tristan Bailey, had been stabbed 114 times, more than 30 times in her face. The alleged killer's friends say that he would often talk about wanting to stab someone to death and had, in fact, talked about doing it in the woods near his home within a month of Bailey's murder.
Wow.
Yeah. Cops also say that they found gruesome drawings of women being stabbed and mutilated in a search of his room at home. Meantime, the state attorney's office charged Fucci's mother with tampering with evidence. Crystal Lane Smith is accused of trying to wash blood off of Fucci's jeans hours after Bailey was killed. Fucci is being tried as an adult. His next hearing is up at the end of this month. If he's convicted, he could face life in prison, but because of his age, he is not eligible for the death penalty. Bailey's body was discovered by a neighbor on a walk.
My goodness.
This kid is, I mean, this is what you call just evil incarnate.
Clearly.
Yeah.
The Olympics began 1 week from today, and some athletes already plan to send a message. The British women's soccer team will take a knee before their games to protest racial abuse. Players agreed before flying to Japan to stand in solidarity with those who've been affected. They say it'll show everyone racism is still happening and hope it'll promote change. Britain kicks off the group stage competition on Wednesday against Chile.
Well, the mother of Team USA gymnast Jordan Chiles was granted a delay to the start of her prison sentence for wire fraud so she can obviously support her daughter through the Summer Olympics. Gina Chiles had been set to report to prison on July 27th, federal prison, the same day that her 20-year-old daughter is scheduled to compete at the Tokyo Games. Her attorneys filed a motion asking for an extension of 30 days to allow Gina to support her kid. Obviously, it's kind of a big deal. Prosecutors didn't object to the request, which was granted by a federal judge in Oregon on Wednesday. Gina previously admitted that she embezzled more than $1 million from clients of her commercial property management business in Portland. She faced up to 20 years in prison, but she struck a deal in which she pleaded guilty to one count of wire fraud, and she is going to be heading to prison for about 366 days in November.
Minnesota is banning conversion therapy for children. Governor Tim Walz signed an executive order yesterday saying children deserve to grow up in a place that, quote, values them for who they are. Conversion therapy is a practice of attempting to change a person's gender or sexual orientation, but several health experts have said there's no scientific evidence it works. Minnesota joins 20 other states in limiting or stopping conversion therapy.
We're going to convert over to traffic with Joe Nolan. Mr. Nolan.
Good morning again, everybody. And we've still got the problems on the major digging now southbound coming down to the Cross Bronx in accident. There is one lane out of service as you get through there. We're also looking at delays on the Cross Bronx. Eastbound at the Sheridan, an accident off on the shoulder. If you're coming inbound, Lincoln, Holland, George, all three with only minor delays. Long Island Expressway, as we said before, building up a little by Queens Boulevard. And alternate side of the street parking rules and regulations, right now at least, are going to be in effect. So we're off to a good start. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Thank you, Joseph. What do we have coming up in our business report? I know that you spend a lot of time searching for the best of the best.
That we do. Coming up in about 13 minutes, I will tell you about Disney relocating some jobs from California to Florida. And Netflix is adding a brand new feature that has nothing to do with movies, nothing to do with TV shows. I'll tell you what it is.
Oh, I know what it is. I read the story. I'm very excited about this.
Right,
not
well,
really.
Don't spoil it for everybody
well,
else.
Well, I won't. I won't. And also in your Jet Set Juliet travel update, we will be doing a little round-the-world news, breaking news, starting in my favorite place, Venice, but also leading down to, let's see, the passport world, up to Canada. Lots of breaking news. All of that coming up after Ray Raimondi.
Entertaining and informative. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
It's on this daytime, Frank. Come on. That's what happens at 5:31 on the Early News. On this day, July 16th, 1429. Oh, the good old days. Joan of Arc and the French army enter the city of Reims.
Ah, well, and by the way,
it's a big deal.
That is a big deal.
It was. She was burned at the stake, I'll have you know.
She was, and became a saint.
That's true. She was a saint. She might have been a little crazy, too.
On this day in 1979, Saddam Hussein became president of Iraq.
Oh, well, what a wonderful day that must have been. And this day in 1439, if you were living in England, you were not allowed to kiss. Do you know why?
No. Plague?
The Black Death. Yes, exactly.
Interesting.
Very nice.
More things
Look
change,
at you.
The more they stay the same. On this day in 1790, Washington, D.C. was established as the permanent seat of the United States government.
Wow, that's a big deal. July 16th. I did not know that. Well, also back in 1789 on this day, so I was just a year before, French King Louis XVI, who was about to be beheaded, frankly, reinstated Jacques Necker as finance minister following riots as his dismissal. But that didn't help. It was too little too late.
Because sure, you can't give the rioters anything. You give them an inch, you take a mile.
Yeah, exactly.
Or in his case, you take his head.
We've seen that here. Sure,
all right. In 1951, novel Catcher in the Rye by J.D. Salinger was published.
Well, I'll take your 1951 and J.D. Salinger, and I'll lower you back to 1945 when we had the first test detonation of the atomic bomb at Trinity Site, Alamogordo, New Mexico, part of the Manhattan Project.
40 years ago today, singer Harry Chapin died in a car crash in New York on Long Island at the age of only 38. He was best known for his song, Cats in the Cradle.
He was only 38. I heard your interview with Jen Chapin.
Yes.
It was very good.
Thank you.
God, he was that young? I didn't realize that.
And you think of the incredible body of work he produced and died before the age of 40. It's
so
amazing.
She really didn't know him. She seems...
She knew him a little bit.
I couldn't tell how old she was.
I think she's, and again, if people don't know what Juliet's talking about, I spoke with Harry Chapin's daughter, Jen Chapin, in the 3 o'clock hour. If you want to hear that interview, you can go to WABCradio.com and just go to, the Frank Morano section on podcast. So she's 50. So she was 10
at
the time.
Well, that's rough.
It is rough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's get back to some of the big stories. There are more revelations stemming.
And I would be remiss if I didn't mention tomorrow is the 25th anniversary of the disappearance of or the destruction of TWA Flight 800. So since we're not going to be here tomorrow, we should mention
Then I should probably mention that it's also my brother-in-law, Ronnie Federuso's Ronnie's birthday, Ron Joseph's birthday.
Oh.
And also it is it would have been the birthday of my grandfather, Pup-Up, who lived until he was 102?
Good genes on your side.
Well, let's hope so. On that side of the family, definitely. Getting back to some of the top stories, more revelations stemming from the clearly fraught relationship between former President Donald Trump and his Joint Chiefs Chair, General Mark Milley. The New Yorker now reporting that Milley was worried then-President Trump would start a war with Iran after he lost the election as a way to stay in power. Milley reportedly thought the U.S. came very, very close to a full-blown military conflict. This report appearing a day after another explosive report stemming from a book by a pair of prize-winning authors about Trump's last days as president. Among the claims in that book, Milley was concerned that Trump would launch a coup to keep power. Trump says fake news, but if he did attempt a coup, it wouldn't have been with his Joint Chief Chair in charge. That's such a Trump thing to say.
And apparently, according to that book, it's now revealed that Bibi Netanyahu was pushing Trump to attack Iran after he lost the election. And Pence, according to the book, again, take it for what it's worth, according to this New Yorker piece, Pence wanted war because Iran was evil, not because it was a threat. That's all reported in this New Yorker piece. Take it for whatever it's worth. All
right.
Before we get to traffic with Joe Nolan at 5:37, actor Ashton Kutcher is planning to go to space, just not anytime soon. He paid $200,000 for a ticket years ago on Virgin Galactic's private spaceship. That flight is actually coming up, but he won't be on it. He says he sold the seat back after talking to his wife, Myla Kunis. She told him it wasn't a smart family decision since they now have children. The two both starred on That 70s Show and married in 2015.
I would agree with her. I would be that way, too.
Come on.
I told my husband he cannot have a motorcycle. I said, if you get a motorcycle, we're over. Because I would be worried every single day. Because my mother's cousin died in a motorcycle accident. We have strange tragedies on our family.
I think Ashton Kutcher kind of is a little bit henpecked. The guy spent $200,000.
Henpecked?
Yeah. And the guy spent $200,000 to go to space.
Yeah, like years ago when he was a bachelor. Woo! Gold chains, going around town, partying. No, I totally agree with her. Good for her.
537.
Unpack that husband.
Joe Nolan, what about you? Would you go to space? Let's say you had the 200,000.
If I had the 200,000, absolutely. I'd try to, at least. Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, I think it'd be great. What a great adventure.
Natural.
And with the motorcycle thing, you know how many times in my career I've said fatal motorcycle accident?
No. Well, I feel like the motorcycle accident actually is more dangerous and more likely to occur than going to space and perishing.
Oh, no doubt. No question about that.
How many times have you reported on a fatal space accident?
None.
Really? I mean, I've reported on it.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's not a weekly occurrence.
But that was also NASA. I mean, we're talking about some like little rich guys in their little passion project.
All right. What is the traffic like on the way to space today, Jeff?
Well, we got a problem now on the Long Island Expressway coming inbound at Casino Boulevard. A tractor-trailer accident. Right lane, right shoulder out. This is on the inbound side right at Casino Boulevard, so that's slowing everybody down as you would expect. If you're on the Deegan southbound coming down to the Cross Bronx, that accident continues. Southbound Eastern Spur, again, as you get the whole way, that is shut, as we said, that because for ongoing maintenance. Mass Transit's good, though, and alternate side of the street parking rules and regulations again today are in effect. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic on the Sevens, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joseph. Coming up in business, what are we doing in business again?
As I said, I'm going to be telling you about something Netflix is going to be offering.
Yes, that's right. You said Netflix. Also, in your Jet Set Juliet travel update, we have some breaking news from Canada, from the Passport Agency, the State Department, and from Venice as well. Coming up in 1 minute.
Entertaining and informative. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
5:40, it is 79 degrees. The trading week winding down today following a mixed day on Wall Street as investors kept an eye on more congressional testimony from Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell and weekly jobless claims. Those came in at 360,000, the lowest level since early March of 2020, when the pandemic took hold of the nation. At yesterday's closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average added 53 points, the S&P 500 dropped 14 points, and the NASDAQ shed almost 102 points. The mayor of Orlando, Florida, is excited by Disney's latest announcement. The Walt Disney Company said yesterday it will relocate 2,000 employees from California to Southeast Orlando. Orlando Mayor Buddy Dyer says this will spur further development and investment in the city. An executive with the Orlando Economic Partnership tells the Orlando Sentinel it's a big day for Disney and the Orlando area. And finally, Netflix is looking to add video games to its streaming service. A Bloomberg report says the company will offer the service next year and doesn't plan on charging extra for access to the games. Video games are a multi-billion dollar business and could be the next big thing for Netflix, something critics say is needed right now. The popular service has been looking to diversify, and video games could be a way to increase their revenue streams.
They need a video game that focuses on, like, history and royalty and stuff like that. I'd play that.
I am not an expert in video games, but I think they have games
like
that.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Oh, they probably do.
I think they do,
actually. I'm showing my age. All right, it's time for your Jet Set Juliet travel update. Follow me on Twitter at Jet Set Juliet. Let's do a little round-the-world breaking news, shall we? We're going to start in my favorite place on the planet, Venice. If you are hoping to cruise the Venetian Lagoon, passing by the historic palaces while listening to Italian opera on one of the big ships, the big, big, big babies, you are, as they say, SOL. Italian officials have banned the large vessels from entering the main Venice Lagoon, and it goes into effect August 1st. This is a huge deal because Venice was one of, if not the most, beloved ports in the entire cruising world. So this is a really big win for the big ship critics, and there were a lot of them. The ships were pushing tons of water onto the ancient buildings and stirring up the sediment in the lagoon, which wrecked the lagoon's fragile ecosystem. Unfortunately, this could cause other problems, though, like decreasing tourism, which means less money for restaurants, bars, and shops. But then again, could attract folks who were turned off by the crowds, maybe getting them to stay a little bit longer. We shall see. All right. This actually, by the way, is only applicable to the big ships. The new protocols will allow the small passenger ferries and the goods vessels and things like that to sail through the Giudecca Canal. All right. If you're hoping to travel internationally in the near future, you better have your passport up to date. The U.S. State Department is facing a massive backlog of passport applications. Now, obviously, during the pandemic, people weren't paying much attention to their travel documents, despite many media outlets, including this one right here on this very show, telling you that you better keep on top of this. So if yours expired or was about to expire during that year-long lockdown, you're going to be facing a major challenge as we reopen. And this is certainly proving to be the case. The agency is totally overwhelmed at the moment. Even if yours is good to go at this moment, it may not be within the next few months. And officials say you are going to have to potentially wait 6 or more months to get your renewal application processed. It's not just the number of passport applications. It's also the fact that passport agency workers are finally coming back, but they're coming back kind of slowly. Some need retraining. New hires need to be trained, period. And you also have to go to the passport agency for an appointment, and that can take some time. So anyone who even thinks they want to travel within the next year internationally, please check your passport's expiration date. All right. Lawmakers from the U.S., including one right here in our own backyard, have been pushing for both the U.S. and Canadian governments to open the border immediately to fully vaxxed travelers. Well, that may work for American lawmakers, but insiders say the Canadians don't appreciate being pushed by agenda pushing U.S. politicos. But despite their pleas and despite some of the resistance, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau just said this week that, yes, its government is remaining cautious. But he says that, and he told local leaders, Canada could start allowing fully vaccinated Americans into the country as of mid-August for non-essential travel. And they may be able to welcome fully vaccinated travelers from all countries by early September. And finally, here in our own backyard, U.S. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo is pushing for the government to ease COVID-related restrictions. Airlines, hotels, and other travel agency behemoths are putting a lot of pressure on the Biden administration to lift those restrictions from certain countries, including those in the EU, Britain, Canada, and Mexico.
5:45, let's get a look at sports with Matt Sapienza.
Thank you very much, Frank. Well, last night, the game between the Yankees and the Red Sox was postponed due to a positive COVID-19 test within the Yankees organization. In a statement on Twitter, the Yankees said they'll be providing scheduling updates as soon as possible. Also on the baseball diamond, the Mets have been in a very long series against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Series is all tied up. The Maisons will be going up against the Pirates for their fifth straight game tonight at 7 o'clock. So go Mets and feel better, Yanks. Also, the Olympics are coming up, as you know, but one person won't be there. Bradley Beal. He's going to miss the Olympics after being placed into health and safety protocols, and the U.S. men's basketball team said it will replace him on its roster at a later date. Beal had started all three exhibition games for the U.S. so far in Las Vegas, averaging 10 points on 10-for-21 shooting. The Americans have already been playing shorthanded during their exhibition games, with Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday of Milwaukee and Devin Booker of Phoenix already playing in the NBA Finals as of right now. This report brought to you by Peerless Boilers. They do make the best boilers. Check them out at peerlessboilers.com. With sports at 15:45. For Sid Rosenberg, I'm Matt Sapienza.
5:47. Let's get a look at traffic with Joe Nolan on the 7s. What do you got going on this weekend, Joe? All right. Well, I don't blame you for not wanting to share that information with us. So
he's probably
be it.
Going. He's going to go down to the beach, the shore.
How do you know?
Because Joe and I talk all the time.
Do you?
We're really close.
All right. Well, yeah. Must be nice.
Yeah.
Must be nice.
Well, some people just don't like you.
All right. Well, he doesn't want to tell us what's happening in the world of traffic. So I will tell you what is happening in the world of news. A food delivery driver is now in police custody for allegedly using his bare finger to stick a note in an NYPD officer's Chipotle meal. 30-year-old Lance Lane was let out of the 61st Precinct in Brooklyn last night, where he delivered the meal.
I'm here. I'm sorry.
Oh, are you?
Hi. You there, Joe?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
Well, no, I was
what were you so busy doing?
Did you have to go to the loo? It's okay.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. Okay.
All right. Well, so what's happening in the world of traffic?
Well, we still have these problems as you travel on the southbound side of the Cross Bronx Expressway coming down towards the Major Deegan. Again, that accident's still there. But the big problem right now is on the LIE as you come inbound. A tractor-trailer accident. The right lane and right shoulder going to be out of service as you start to come inbound on the LIE. So you want to avoid that if you can. Now, other than that, we have that road work on the FDR Drive in the 90s. That should be just about picked up. Same thing on the eastern spur of the Jersey Turnpike, and alternate site again today is in effect. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic on the Sevens, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you very much, Mr. Joseph Nolan.
Yes.
Let's get back to some of the headlines. Is that okay with everybody?
It's fine with me. I do want to finish this story that I was saying about the
please
about Mr. Lane and the note for the cop. So 30-year-old Lance Lane was let out of the 61st precinct in Brooklyn last night where he delivered the meal earlier this week. He told reporters it was a prank that just got out of hand. The former DoorDash delivery man recorded himself sticking the note, which read, quote, "Hope that tastes good," inside the meal, taking to social media, calling what he did personal. He is now facing jail time.
Well, he sounds really stupid. You just don't do sick
no,
things like
that. Of course
not. All right, we have some breaking news. An FDA official says the COVID-19 vaccines for kids under the age of 12 are expected to be approved for emergency use come winter. Again, this is for vaccines in children under 12 expected in early or mid-winter. After the shots receive emergency use authorization for kids, the agency hopes to quickly give the vaccine full approval. Right now, Pfizer and Moderna are conducting clinical trials in younger children, and they're expected to submit their data in the fall of 2021. Of course, parents and doctors are split over whether or not to vaccinate kids because they do make up less than 0.1% of all COVID-19 deaths, although this Delta variant is a big concern.
That it is. What's also concerning is the traffic congestion that New Yorkers have to endure on a daily basis. We tell you about it every 10 minutes. And now Mayor Bill de Blasio says he is wanting to do something about it. Mayor de Blasio says now's the time for the MTA to implement congestion pricing in New York City. The plan has been years in the making and would require vehicles entering Manhattan below 61st Street to pay an additional toll. That money would go towards the MTA's long-suffering mass transit system. De Blasio says the city cannot have a full recovery without fixing mass transit, adding the pricing should go into effect by 2022.
Well, it's been 3 weeks since the collapse of the Champlain Towers South condo down in Surfside, and Soraya Cohen is still waiting for her husband's body to be found. This is a grieving widow. She's understandably upset, and she's also speaking out about her anger and her just disgust for a local judge's decision to approve the sale of the oceanfront property in Surfside. Miami-Dade Circuit Judge ordered that the process to begin selling the property begin even as the dead are still being recovered. Understandably, Mrs. Cohen is extremely upset about this, and she wanted to bring attention to it. The death toll is currently now at officially 97. But in a much happier note, sort of a bittersweet note, the 15-year-old who was pulled out of the condo collapse on that first day got a chance to reunite with the first responders who helped save his life. Jonah Handler obviously was seen in that dramatic footage being pulled out of the ruins of the Surfside building after the collapse. He got to stand with them and take pictures with them. And his father, Neil Handler, said, "Now with God's grace, we stand next to each other, sharing thanks and hope." And Jonah he's been really badly injured. He's trying to recover from these physical injuries. But obviously the emotional injuries are going to stay there for a long, long time because they lost his mother and the father's wife.
Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, who you can hear on our station every day at 3 p.m., is blasting current New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio and saying he refused federal money that could have boosted the NYPD. De Blasio says Giuliani is lying outright and referenced a recent court decision to suspend his law license. Giuliani also criticized de Blasio for not doing more to fight crime amidst a surge in gun violence. In response, Mayor de Blasio insisted the Biden administration is happy with their approach to crime.
Well, another mayor who is getting a lot of flack is Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot. Chicago is the latest city to take up the kill 'em with kindness tactic when dealing with criminals, including gangbangers. The city is launching a pilot program this fall that takes a more holistic or organic approach to crime. The alternative response program will send out health professionals to 911 calls instead of police. The move follows the defund the police protests around the country. Officials say the change comes as gang members in Chicago now outnumber cops 10 to 1. Yikes.
Incredible.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Well, some New Yorkers are saying that some people are contemplating if outdoor dining, which was a year-long lifeline for New York City restaurants during the pandemic, should be discontinued.
What?
The Village Preservation Society says the concept has served its purpose and is now urging officials to stop taking what it calls a one-size-fits-all approach. The group says the city's failing to address concerns surrounding noise, pedestrian flow, and sanitation. The society adds it's open to having outdoor dining and open streets in the right locations.
Well, what are the right locations?
Well, I guess locations that don't
have a lot of residential,
cut off a lane of traffic in an area that can't afford to spare a lane of traffic, areas that, you know.
So you're in support of this?
You know, look, I don't have them on my block, but if I had an area that had a lot of restaurants that were offering outdoor dining and they were open until midnight, 1 a.m., 2 a.m., and I had conventional hours or had children that were looking to get to sleep, I might not want to hear people partying and carrying on in the middle of the night. I can understand it.
Okay. All right. Well, you do have a child on the way.
It's true.
Maybe go get one of those noisemaker things.
Well, but the point is I don't have restaurants on my block, so I'm not necessarily affected by it.
But you may have some someday. So, I don't know.
That's right.
Actually, I was going to tell you, I was contacted by a restaurateur who wanted to open a restaurant on your block. And anyway, we love our sleep studies here.
That we do.
At 77 WABC on the early news. And this latest one makes me feel happy because now I know why I constantly look and feel like crap. You know what?
Please.
A study of CGI images reveal the devastating effects on the body when you don't get enough sleep. After one day of lousy sleep, yeah, you can, you know, feel a little headachy. I always feel a little nauseous when I don't get enough sleep. And of course, the dark circles start to begin. But it really does a number after about 3 fitful nights, including body aches, depression, and even a paler complexion. Completely agree with that.
I believe that.
Yeah. I'm going on about 5 hours of sleep in 3 days, I have a feeling.
Oof.
Maybe a little bit more. But I know I look it because I see the dark circles under my eyes and I feel like I look paler.
Well, yeah, for the first time working with you, I'm glad we do a radio show instead of a TV show. Governor Phil Murphy's infrastructure talk. I'm joking for the record. Governor Phil Murphy's infrastructure talks in Washington, D.C. have highlighted the importance of the Gateway Project. The train tunnel connects New Jersey and New York to the rest of the Northeast Corridor. He sat down with New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez yesterday and later vowed to get the job done for the state's economic future and the thousands of commuters who rely on the tunnel. Murphy also talked with New York Senator Chuck Schumer about the Gateway Project, saying they, too, will continue to work together.
It is now 5:57, time for Joe Nolan and his traffic on the 7s. Hey, Joe.
Long Island Expressway on the inbound side, Juliet, between the Clearview and the Casino Boulevard area, bumper-to-bumper traffic, tractor-trailer accident, the right lane going to be out. Now, if you're on the Major Deegan Expressway as you travel southbound, coming into the Cross Bronx, an accident, 2 lanes are out. Eastbound on the Cross Bronx at the Sheridan, there's an accident there. So we continue to have trouble up in the Bronx. Mass Transit, though, is in pretty good shape right now. An alternate side, once again today, is in effect. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic on the 7th, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Thank you very much, Joe. Ray Ray Monday coming up momentarily with your headlines. But in the meantime, from the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center, we have a heat advisory until 8 p.m. tomorrow night. So the next 24, 36 hours are going to be very toasty. Today, we're going to get up to 94 degrees in the city. We'll have a lot of sun when it starts, but then a few afternoon clouds will start to roll in. We'll maybe see a stray shower or a thunderstorm. Tonight, 76 degrees, a little cloud, maybe a little stray shower here and there. Tomorrow, Saturday, 89 degrees, partly cloudy with afternoon showers or strong thunderstorms. The thunderstorms continue Saturday night and into Sunday. We should have some cloudy skies during the morning hours on Sunday, followed by scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, a high of 83. And going into the work week, it's looking like we've got about 82 degrees with cloudy skies, maybe a stray shower or thunderstorm possible on Monday morning for your commute. Currently, the temperature in Manhattan, 79 degrees.
A state grand jury in New Jersey has voted not to file any criminal charges against Irvington officers who exchanged gunfire with a suspect, fatally wounding him. It was August of 2019 when officers were called to the scene of an active shooting in which the alleged gunman, 39-year-old Kaizen Krozen, had already shot and killed a 20-year-old man. Officers pursued Krozen before getting into a shootout which wounded two officers and resulted in Krozen's death. On Tuesday, the jury voted a no bill, meaning a majority of the jurors found the officers' actions were justified.
Very quickly, how does one stave off Alzheimer's? Well, a study by researchers in Chicago says it's simple. Playtime. More specifically, the researchers say doing crosswords, playing cards, and writing letters later in life could delay the onset of the dreaded disease by as much as 5 years, Frank. And on that note, we're going to get ready for the 6 o'clock hour. Sid will be joining us for sports and to tell us what's happening on Bernie and Sid. Ray Ray Mundy now has your headlines.
For your morning, all the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Couple of minutes after 6 o'clock, it is 79 degrees. I'm Frank Morano. You are listening to the WABC Early News.
Yes, you are. We have Sid up momentarily. As you heard, Ray Ray Mundy is giving us our headlines today. And we're going to start off with a little bit of weather news because we do have a heat advisory again. And this heat advisory is actually in effect right now. It goes through 8 p.m. tomorrow night, so 8 p.m. Saturday night. Today, we're looking at a high of 94 degrees. Now, this is definitely going to be the warmest day in the next few days and through the weekend. We'll have mainly sunny skies today to start. Then some clouds will roll in. We may have a stray shower or thunderstorm possible. Tonight, we get down to 76 degrees with some clouds, and then we head into tomorrow looking okay, partly cloudy in the morning with afternoon showers or thunderstorms, 89 degrees. On Sunday, we're looking at 83 degrees with clouds and sun, a mixture of both, and maybe some scattered showers in the afternoon. I mean, it's pretty much what we've been seeing for the last several days. You know, you wake up and it looks like it's going to be a nice day, and all of a sudden, you know, the clouds start to come in and it gets a little rainy in certain areas, maybe a little stormy. It doesn't seem like we're going to have anything too bad. And then going into the work week, 82 degrees for the high on Monday with cloudy skies and a stray shower or thunderstorm possible. Currently, it's 79 in Manhattan.
The beers were flowing and the fists were throwing at an independent league baseball game in New Jersey on Thursday night. A video went viral of the New Jersey Jackals and Sussex County Miners in the stands during a brawl on what was reported to be Dollar Beer Night at Yogi Berra Stadium in Little Falls, New Jersey. A video shows members of both teams spilling into the stands after a fan allegedly poured a beer onto a Sussex County player. The two teams play in the Frontier League, which is partnered with Major League Baseball.
The sex harassment investigation against Andrew Cuomo could be coming to a close. Usually investigators want to wait to interview the accused until right at the end, you know, when they feel that they've had enough material and information from witnesses. And that's exactly where we seem to be with this case. The governor is expected to be questioned this weekend, likely Saturday, as part of the independent state probe into allegations that he sexually harassed women, including employees. Outside lawyers hired by New York State Attorney General Letitia James may be signaling the investigation is wrapping up. But again, he could be re-interviewed later on along with other witnesses, bearing in mind that he may give investigators more information on which they need to follow up. So that makes sense. James is reportedly on track to issue her report by the end of the summer. That is according to the New York Times.
A photo of two boys holding hands at a Tennessee school is going viral, and what was happening in the photo is even more heartwarming. WTVF reports 5-year-old Nate the Great, as his teachers call him, is vision impaired and has autism. The boy next to him in class, Hoosby, was told by his teacher to help his classmate find the door to get outside. Not only did this interaction lead to the photo, Hoosby led him to the playground and played with him as well. Now multiple classmates have joined to help and befriend Nate, aww, and he's learning to communicate for the first time in his life.
How old are they?
About 5.
Oh, see, don't you wish that humans can just retain that innocence and love?
Well, many of them do.
Many of them don't. Glass half full, glass half empty.
Yeah, I mean, children are also capable of being mean
well,
to one another.
That's
so
true. I've had a
adults
few
are capable,
monsters in my life.
Adults are capable of being kind, and children
that
are
is,
capable
that is
of
very
being
true.
Mean.
There are a lot of wonderful people in this world.
Well,
and,
unfortunately, none of them are doing traffic for us at 6:07. Joe
that
Nolan.
That is so mean. I love you, Joe.
I'm joking.
No.
Please.
No, it's been a while since you broadsided me like that.
It has.
You kind of missed it.
Yeah, you were due. What are you doing this weekend, Joe Nolan?
Boat, just hanging out down in Lavalette.
What's the name of your boat?
Name of my boat is Trinity.
Oh.
That's named after the high school that Marianne and I met at.
Oh, wow.
Back in the day. Yeah, I took her to neither of you probably ever heard of this story. I took her to my senior prom.
Oh,
went back in the day, and then we went our separate ways, and then got back together about 10 years ago.
Oh, 10 years ago?
That's wild.
Whoa, I love that. That's like, that is one of the, a similar story to my mother-in-law and stepfather-in-law. They were little elementary school sweethearts.
Aww.
Went their separate ways, got married, got divorced, and got back together 10 years ago.
Yeah,
a little over 10 years ago,
actually. Almost just about 10 years ago.
Oh, actually, probably like 15 years ago.
We're married. We'll be married 3 in December.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, so anyway, inbound Long Island Expressway. And the high school I went to, we both met at, was Holy Trinity, so that's why we named it Trinity. Long Island Expressway coming inbound, extra heavy from the Clearview to the Casino Boulevard area. Again, that trailer accident still there on the Deegan southbound at the Cross Bronx. An accident, 2 lanes are out. Cross Bronx eastbound at the Sheridan, there's a crash. Also delays as you travel on the Jersey Turnpike on the northbound outside between 7A and 8. There's an outer roadway overturned vehicle being cleared. Now, Mass Transit, just check with all of them. They're all good. And alternate side of the street parking rules and regulations again today are going to be in effect. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Thank you, Joseph. Mm-hmm. A shocking report out of the UK leaked papers allegedly from the Kremlin that claim Vladimir Putin did make an active effort to get then-citizen Trump elected. Among the claims in the Guardian newspaper, that Putin himself held a meeting with the spy chiefs in January of 2016, where they agreed to support Trump in order to sow, quote, social turmoil in the U.S. Also, that they viewed Trump as, quote, mentally unstable, and they had compromat on him from his visits to Moscow before he became president. The Guardian is not revealing where the documents came from, but they did say that they have been viewed by various Western intelligence agencies who confirm their authenticity. The Kremlin responded and is calling them fake.
And President Trump, for his part, is completely saying these are untrue.
Fake news.
Somebody is willing to pay a lot of money for the oldest currently known bottle of whiskey. It's believed to be made prior to 1865, and it went recently at auction for $137,000. Food and Wine reports the label on the bottle said it was in the cellars of Mr. John Pierpont Morgan. That person is better known as J.P. Morgan. That's right. See, Joe Nolan knows.
Look at you, Joe Nolan.
The banker. The sale price is way more than what pre-auction estimates said it would go for. The value was expected to be between $20,000 and $40,000.
Well, the men are usually outnumbered on daytime talk, but not on The Talk. The CBS show announced it has hired Jerry O'Connell to be the show's first full-time male co-host. This news came out earlier in the week. He's coming in to fill some big shoes. Sharon Osbourne was booted off the show after defending Piers Morgan's anti-Meghan and Harry rant, causing a very dramatic on-air fight with co-star Cheryl Underwood. Osbourne, who is the wife, of course, of rocker Ozzy Osbourne, had been accused of racism in the past, and this latest event kind of sealed the deal on her quote-unquote cancellation. Meantime, O'Connell made a name for himself at the age of 11 when he played one of the kids in the 1980s coming-of-age drama Stand By Me. He has gone on to do various film and TV projects. He's married to model Rebecca Romaine, and the couple have two kids.
A 20-year-old man has been arrested for firing shots in Times Square earlier this week. Authorities say Elijah Quiminas was the gunman who opened fire around midnight Wednesday. No one was struck, but he's now charged with attempted murder.
How to cut your chances of getting cancer? This is fascinating. The answer, according to experts, is become a teetotaler. Stop drinking. Laying off the booze will reportedly reduce the chances that you will get one of 25 different types of cancer. The data was released by an international team of experts who say roughly 4% of new cancer cases in 2020 could be attributed to not just heavy drinking, but moderate drinking as well.
That is the worst news that I have heard.
Well, I mean, but it makes sense.
Time.
I mean, alcohol should not be in our bodies.
You're right.
And we put it in our bodies.
You're right.
Some of us maybe too often than we should.
The governor of Florida is calling on Cubans to make history amidst the largest protests the communist island seen in decades. Ron DeSantis yesterday publicly urged the Cuban military to overthrow its government. He says military leaders need to realize they can't do the bidding of a repressive dictatorship that's not governing with the people's consent. DeSantis adds the military should understand they can be instrumental in founding a free Cuba, and that would be something that would live in the history books.
You know, this goes out to all you very, very rich people out there. You know those fancy commodes you find in rich people's homes? You know, the ones that have all the different jets.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, well, don't be too jealous, peasants like us. Turns out those highfalutin water jets on those high-tech toilets could be super spreaders. The water jet nozzles that spray the user's bum are, as one expert put it, reservoirs for bacteria. So if you're feeling dirty, squeeze the Charmin, not your wallet. Isn't that good?
It was good.
Right? Yeah.
Crews are still working to make repairs to a sinkhole that swallowed part of a Manhattan street. The 20-foot hole opened up yesterday morning, leaving two nearby buildings without water. No one was injured, but it's unclear what caused the hole to open. It was just this past Sunday when another big hole opened up on the Upper West Side, taking two cars with it.
Was a big hole over in Poland, a macabre discovery in a Polish car park. Workers discovered a World War II bunker built by the Nazis, the walls and floors riddled with bullets and bullet holes. The site is located in the city of Lublin, about 100 miles southeast of Warsaw, and it was apparently the scene of fierce fighting between German and Soviet soldiers back in 1944. Officials say the find includes a staircase with three underground corridors, concrete walls, and wood ceilings.
Well, we saw six people were shot overnight across Brooklyn, including three teenagers. There were four crime scenes in all across the borough. The three teens were hit by bullets outside a pizza restaurant on Ralph Avenue around 11 p.m. They have refused to cooperate with a police investigation into the gunfire. Cops are unsure if the teenagers were targeted. They've made no arrests in any of these incidents. No word on the conditions of those who were shot.
Are you a foie gras type of guy?
No, absolutely not.
Well, it's a kinder foie gras. Are you not a foie gras because of the way they make it?
Primarily, but I don't think... yes, the short answer is yes.
All right, well, animal lovers who still crave that fattened duck or goose liver can rejoice. A new product has been conjured up by a French company, foie gras created from duck stem cells. Paris startup company Gourmet says it's hoping to create sustainable alternatives to traditional farmed meat. And here's the kicker. A Michelin-starred chef tasted the lab-grown foie gras and says he literally can't tell the difference between it and the real thing.
You kidding?
No.
Huh.
I kid you not.
6:15, time for sports with Matt Sapienza.
Thanks, Frank. And, well, last night the game between the Yankees and the Red Sox was postponed due to positive COVID-19 tests within the Yankees organization. In a statement on Twitter, the Yankees said they'll be providing scheduling updates as soon as possible. Also on the baseball diamond, the Mets have been in a very, very long series against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Series is all tied up, and the Amazons will be going up against the Pirates for their fifth game tonight at 7 o'clock. So go Mets and feel better, Yanks. Also in sports, the Olympics are coming up, as you know, but one person won't be there. Bradley Beal. He'll miss the Olympics after being placed into health and safety protocols, and the U.S. men's basketball team said it will replace him on its roster at a later date. Bill had already started all three exhibition games so far in the U.S. in Las Vegas, averaging 10 points on 10 for 29, that would be great, 10 for 21 shooting. The Americans have already been playing kind of shorthanded during their exhibition games, with Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday of Milwaukee and Devin Booker of Phoenix already playing in the NBA Finals as they stand. This report brought to you by Peerless Boilers. They do make America's best boilers. You can check them out at peerlessboilers.com. With sports at 15 and 45 for Sid Rosenberg, this is Matt Sapienza.
6:17, time for traffic and transit on the 7s with Joe Nolan. Joe, what's going on?
Across Funk's Expressway, good news at the Sheridan. That one's out of the way. We still have a lot of delays, though. Slow traffic coming inbound on the Long Island Expressway from the Clearview right on through Casino Boulevard. Again, that tractor-trailer accident that had the right lane blocked on the Jersey Turnpike between 7A and 8. On the outer roadway, there's an accident with an overturned vehicle. Now, Mass Transit, everybody there good, and alternate side again today is going to be in effect. And this report is a service of America's best contacts and eyeglasses. Don't overpay for glasses. Get two pairs and a free exam for just $69.95. That's not just America's best deal. It's just the best deal. Book your exam online today in certain states. Eye exam provided by independent ophthalmologists. See store for details. I'm Joe Nolan. Traffic on the 7s. Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joey. And from the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center, we have a heat advisory until tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Today is going to be the hottest day of the weekend. We'll get up to 94 degrees today. Lots of sun to start, then, and some clouds kind of rolling in the afternoon, maybe a stray shower here or there. Tonight, 76 degrees, a few clouds, maybe a shower or a thunderstorm possible. Tomorrow, 89 degrees, partly cloudy with afternoon showers or thunderstorms. Could be strong thunderstorms. 83 degrees on Sunday. Again, cloudy skies during the morning hours, followed by scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. And as we head into the work week, we're looking at cloudy skies in the morning on Monday with a stray shower or thunderstorm possible for the afternoon and a high of 82. Currently, the temperature in Manhattan is 79 degrees.
All right, as we wind up the trading week this week, stocks closed mixed on Wall Street as investors kept an eye on more congressional testimony from Fed Chair Jerome Powell and weekly jobless claims. Those jobless claims came in at 360,000. That's the lowest level since early March of 2020 when the pandemic took hold of the nation. At yesterday's closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average added 53 points. The S&P 500 dropped 14 points, and the NASDAQ shed almost 102 points. And right around this time, we check in with our friend and colleague, Sid Rosenberg, the co-host.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. You're looking quite tan.
You are indeed.
A bit red, I have to say.
I am red.
There's a little bit of roastiness going on there.
This is still from 2 days ago on the beach outside of Katsimatidis' apartment. Rudy Giuliani showed up on Wednesday night at the ballpark, and he was like in awe. He couldn't believe the color of my skin. That's why he's coming on the show today.
Oh, really?
And I think Bernie wants to talk about the mayor race and some other stuff, but he literally stared at me for like 10 minutes, and he was like, I've never seen anybody, and he was being very complimentary, don't get me wrong, but I've never seen anybody look like that.
Now, does the rest of your shoulder and your chest and everything, is it just as
darker?
Really?
Yeah.
My Lord.
Yeah.
Now, you don't use sunscreen, I take it.
I don't, no. In fact, in the good old days, I used to put baby oil.
Oh,
in
yeah, baby oil. And then you would lay on the aluminum foil looking things?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I did that once, and I had like third degree burns.
What about concerns like skin cancer?
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about. Right. Skin cancer.
Yeah, I mean, you should be worried about that. Yeah. That's a scary thing. I had it.
Why?
I had it. Look at my nose.
I had it too. They took a little piece of my forehead about 10 years ago in Delray Beach.
Oh, that's what happened.
Yeah, there you go. That's part of my brain right there.
That brain.
Yeah. I mean, I did cocaine for 35 years and drank myself half to death, and the sun is going to kill me? Give me
oh
a break.
My God.
Well, but isn't that sort of a very self-defeating attitude? I mean, you have two children that are young. Why would you?
They're not that young. Ava's going to college next
all
year.
Right. Well,
so he's just killing himself off. He's basically like, I'm done.
I mean, I'm gonna ride this as long as I can. You know, how do you think I get TV and movie opportunities? Because I'm smart? Because I host a morning show? No, the tan, the steroids, the look, all of that gives me these opportunities. And when it all dries up, it's not going to matter anymore. It's no different than a woman getting plastic surgery over and over again, or folks that go to tanning salons. It's all part of the business. That's all. It's shallow. Don't get me wrong. It's shallow.
Well, we're less concerned about the marketing of you than we are your health. We're concerned about
well,
your health.
I'm concerned about the marketing. We're kind of tied to you.
I'm talking about his personal marketing, like the marketing going into the movies and stuff like that. Because when he's on, you know, when you see the credits, it's not like 77 WABC said Rosenberg.
Oh, right,
I mean,
it's a
good point.
Yeah, but
she makes
still,
a very good point.
Maybe you can actually, since we call you just Sid
right.
or Hollywood, maybe you could just make your name 77 WABC Sid Rosenberg.
I should do that. I actually missed the cast party last night for Gravesend. They had a big party at Governor's, you know, the comedy club on Long Island.
Yeah.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
Lauren Conlon, who I'm not having on the show today, she was there.
She was there with Chris Mormondo, I guess, one of the actors on the show. Nice guy. But if they would have
she was on the show Gravesend.
Oh, Lauren?
Yeah.
She's not on the show.
Oh, but
she's become friendly with all the, you know.
She is a friend poacher extraordinaire.
She
oh
is.
My God.
Yeah. Yeah. She is she's a nice girl, but she needs to be there.
That's
wherever
true.
There is, she needs to be there.
Yeah, but you know,
me,
she's got
I don't want to be anywhere.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way at this point.
No, nowhere. They could have offered me $1 million.
Too many problems.
Yeah, no. Nowhere.
I like just living like a hermit now.
Same
these
here.
Days.
Yeah,
same
I mean,
here.
I was.
Oh, same here.
You're
come
everywhere.
On.
I am everywhere.
You're everywhere.
Well, you know what it is? Not if it involves being anywhere at night, because I can't be anywhere.
It's hard.
At night.
No, I know.
That is true.
I turned down, I think, about 5 events a week. I don't care. I was going to have dinner last night at Fresco because Rosanna Scotto's restaurant is doing so well with her and her husband.
Great restaurant, by the way.
It is a great restaurant. Never been.
I think it's very good.
Her father's very sick, though. He's in ICU, she was forced
to
cancel. Yeah. But otherwise, I don't. I have no desire to go anywhere. If William DeMeo would have said to me, I'll give you $50,000 to show up tonight at that party, I still would have said no.
Wow.
I don't believe that. $50,000, you wouldn't have showed up?
Oh, get out of here. Travel an hour and a half to some comedy club in Long Island to hang out with a bunch of Brooklyn wannabe tough guys.
Is it Levittown, Long Island?
Levittown, yeah.
Is that where it is?
That is
Levittown, yeah.
Way too far. No good. Not going to work for me.
But for $50,000, you'd make the trip, no?
No.
Okay,
I would have made the trip.
You would have what?
Well, I would, but I've done it for
$500. But nobody.
No, but you know what? Honestly, I don't even know where Levittown is. Is it 10 minutes away from Huntington?
I have no idea. I don't know Long Island at all.
No, I mean, listen. I need my sleep, and I have not been sleeping well the last few days, and so I didn't go to the softball or the baseball game on Wednesday night because it started late, and I am in bed by 6:30. I need my bed.
I hear you. So we got Lauren Conlon on the show.
Right.
Rudy Giuliani, you alluded to. Any other highlights?
Yeah, me and Bernie.
Okay.
And, you know, we'll talk about all the big stories.
Any lowlights? You and Bernie.
Yeah, me and Bernie, that's it. And we'll talk about how the whole Yankee team is close to death. So that'll be a big story today.
What are you doing this weekend?
They're never going to play again. This weekend, what am I doing? Beach Club coming up tomorrow. And no other plans.
Will you be wearing any skin care?
No, not because you guys talked about it, and I'm going to wear like some type of accelerant to make it even worse. I want to be this color exactly.
Well, you pretty much are that. You're actually darker than that color.
I am.
You look like one of those candies, those really weird candies that were like they were like dark red brick looking color. I forget what the name of them was.
I don't know those.
Yeah, they were old people candy.
You know when you really could tell is when I saw all the pictures. The photographer, she's a lovely lady.
Jill.
Jill. She'll be with you guys this morning at 7 o'clock. She took all these pictures on Wednesday night at the event, and everybody I stood next to look so pale compared to me, and some of them weren't even all that pale.
I thought I actually looked pretty tan. I'm looking at the reflection now. I'm like, no, I look like a ghost right now. Holy moly.
I was so scared. I didn't even go outside yesterday in the sun after what happened on Wednesday. I did not, and it was 91 and sunny. Today, I make my return to the outside.
Wonderful.
Make my return.
Make my return. Shirtless and half naked in Riverside Park.
Oh, ladies, you know where to find him then. Shirtless and half naked in Riverside Park.
Have a great weekend. I love you both.
Thank you.
You guys look nice.
You
both look so nice.
I'm taking
Thank you.
Pictures.
Yeah,
I have
we
to put
we were going
to
take photos.
Makeup and hair and
everything. Yeah. All right. Sid Rosenberg, catch him on the Bernie and Sid show at 6:30. You will get to hear Rudy Giuliani. You'll get to hear Lauren Conlon, along with some their exciting analysis, including the front page story on the New York Post. The headline says, Lust Cause.
Oh, yeah. It's interesting.
Sex sold openly on the streets of Brooklyn. Soft justice officials ignore trafficking of women. You can bet they're going to have a thing or two to say about that.
What are you doing this weekend?
I am going to a friend of mine's.
Tonight, the Catskill.
Yeah, tonight I'm going to be in Brooklyn. I'm having dinner with a friend of mine. This is my wife hooked this up, but at least it's an early dinner. It's 6 o'clock, so we'll hopefully be back on Staten Island early. And I have this Friday night group that I get together mm-hmm. with every Friday, so hopefully I'll make it back for. To get to go with my Friday night group, which I've been absent from the last few weeks just because I'm so busy. We're booked every weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And tomorrow, a friend of mine's having a party in the Catskills. I'm looking forward to visiting the Resorts World Casino in Monticello for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sunday, my sister-in-law is trying to get us to cat sit for her while we're in the Dominican Republic. But we already have three cats. And I guarantee you these cats are not going to get along with her cat.
Yeah, so that's always weird.
She's bringing over her cat for a trial
test,
run.
A test run, yeah.
It's going to be a disaster.
I get it. Well, I'm going to go see my first live music performance since the pandemic began.
Wonderful.
Yeah, out in Amityville, my friend's band. So I'm really looking forward to seeing Odie and Carla and the rest of the crew.
We will miss you in the Catskills.
Well, I'll miss you guys. But yeah. I'm excited to see live music. Anyway, have a great weekend, everybody. Stay safe and enjoy.